Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Okay, good evening and welcome to tonight's show. This is the second one I've done today. The first one, I had problems with my mic, and I'm doing this one as a test. WikiLeaks is damning evidence concerning the death of Justice Scalia. And we have the audio for that.
So there's been a lot of talk of Justice Scalia lately, and particularly on his death. And this was sparked by an email that WikiLeaks released recently. And it's from Stephen Elmendorf to John Podesta. Didn't think wet works meant pool parties at the Vineyard. Podesta replies, I'm all in. Sounds like it will be a bad night. We all need to buckle up and double down. This was 3 days before Justice Scalia was found dead at a ranch after a private party. They found he died of natural causes, but the body was never inspected or given an autopsy. Going back to the email, the thing that sticks out the most is the first sentence. Didn't think wet works meant pool parties at the Vineyard. Wet work, or wet works, is a euphemism for murder or assassination, alluding to spilling blood. It just seems like a huge coincidence someone would be talking about wet work 3 days before the death of a Supreme Court justice.
Now, though Scalia was known to be an unhealthy man after his death in February of 2016, there were lots of suspicions of foul play. It seemed that this story has gone cold, but we cannot let Hillary and the Democrats off the hook without making sure they weren't involved somehow. A former D.C. homicide commander, William O. Ritchie, raised some logical questions. And this was from American Web Media. As a former homicide commander, I am stunned that no autopsy was ordered for Justice Scalia. William O. Ritchie, former head of criminal investigations for D.C. police, wrote in a Facebook post, you have a Supreme Court justice who died not in the attendance of a physician, Ritchie continued. You have a non-homicide trained U.S. marshal tell the justice of peace that no foul play was observed. You have a justice of the peace pronounced dead while not being on the scene and without any medical training, opining that the justice died of a heart attack. What medical proof exists of a myocardial infarction? Why not a cerebral hemorrhage? I've always wondered about this one. There were questions of his death even at the beginning, but they didn't order an autopsy. They cremated him. There are two questions that would have the Democrats up in arms if the person dying this way had been one of their own. And cremation, that would not have been allowed if Scalia had been a liberal judge and there were questions of his death. That would not have been allowed. If you think nothing was wrong with his death, then that is fine. But there are questions around it that should have been answered, but were not allowed to be. Welcome to NWCR's radio show for this, the 14th day of February in the year of our Lord 2020. And now, on with the show.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
It's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to Hour 1 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert the Infidel Garding, as we strive hard to bring you the correct news as it actually happens, with no liberal spin or unbiased lies that are parroted in the lame streamlined media. Using the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason, in this unreasonable world comes NWCR Radio on Conservative Nation Media from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where America always wins. And now, here's Robert. Okay, we are back. The call-in number to be on the show is 646-478-5284. And like I said before, we did a show earlier in the day. The mic didn't work really well, so I thought I'd try it a different way here. And so we're going to try an hour here and see what the heck happens and be able to listen to it after that and see what's going on. Representative Anaya Presley, Democrat of Massachusetts, spoke on the House floor Wednesday in support of a bill to extend expired deadline for the states to ratify the controversial Equal Rights Amendment, claiming during her speech that women are still in shackles and that the Constitution is sexist by its very design. She said, "Today, I rise to affirm the humanity and dignity of all women," Presley said. "I rise in strong, unapologetic, righteous support of H.J. Resolution 79, which will strike the arbitrary deadline for ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment, an amendment that should already be the law of the land." Now, there is already an Equal Rights Amendment, but this is what she said.
"The American Constitution is sexist by its very design. This country's laws have historically treated us like second-class citizens, depriving us of the right to vote, enter most jobs, and to own property."
Now I have to ask, is the Constitution sexist because women like you can't get high-paying positions? No, wait. You are in the position you are in because the Constitution gives you that right to go for the position like you have, even though you are not qualified to be a representative of America. By the way, you have to support America to be qualified to be in your position, and yet you got it. So that is why the Constitution is sexist? I never knew. But she went on to say this stupidity.
"While some of these injustices may cease to exist, we still face tremendous barriers to our full participation in society. With tomorrow's vote, we have an opportunity to right this country's wrong and to take a stand in the name of equality. I'm honored to be serving and representing the Massachusetts 7th Congressional District during these unprecedented times."
Unprecedented times. Now I'm confused. It seems that this woman is getting rich in a job that she's saying women can't hold because of the Constitution. "I am confused," she went on to say.
"Where we have a record 127 women serving in the U.S. House of Representatives."
And with all those women, no, she isn't talking to men here, only women. Remember, the Constitution is sexist, so they don't get jobs like she does. She makes probably 100 times more a month than I ever have. Isn't that sexist? She goes on.
"These women are some of the fiercest table shakers, justice seekers, and truth tellers that have ever served in this august body."
Yep, she is so proud, calling out the document that gave her the ability to be where she is, yet it is sexist. Really?
"Body, and it is my privilege and joy to call them my sisters in service."
I am so proud to be part of that country that has gotten so far over being sexist that we have to elect sexist women to tell us that we are sexist in our founding document that helps women like her get high-paying jobs. Just has to be sexist, don't you know? Women are strong, hardworking, bright, and resilient. We are the backbone of our families, our communities, and our democracy, Presley said. We do not live in checked house boxes. We live in intersectionality of lived experiences and identities. Our issues are everyone's issues because our destinies are all tied, Presley said. Tomorrow's vote on HJ Resolution 79 is a vote for the preservation of our collective humanity. Now, most of that isn't stupid because she is right. Women are strong, hardworking, bright, and resilient unless they are stupid like her, like she is. When it comes to the preservation of our collective humanity, you don't care. She doesn't care about that. All she cares about is to bring America down to the level of Sharia law and get rid of our freedoms and our constitution and our laws. Just like Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib do, you care nothing for the constitution, our laws, or our freedoms. You care nothing for our nation or our republic. And it is a republic, not a democracy. You care nothing for any of that, but getting your stupid voice heard by other idiots who will vote for you. She went on to say that her remarks that women are paid less than men and that this is typically true for minority women, and that women have historically and still do face discrimination that supporters say the Equal Rights Amendment would fix. Like I said before, there is already an Equal Rights Amendment. In addition to pay discrimination, we face pregnancy discrimination in criminal legal system, sexual and domestic violence, and inadequate health care access, Presley said. But this isn't an accident, Presley continued. The American Constitution is sexist by its very design, unquote. The national right to work, right to life, is strongly opposed to adding the 1972 ERA language to the U.S. Constitution because it would provide a powerful legal weapon with which to challenge virtually any limit on abortions and to require unlimited government funding of abortions. On Thursday, the House passed the bill Presley supported on a 232-183 vote. We are on the brink of history, and no deadline should stand in the way, Representative Gerald Nadler, Democrat of New York, said, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. The bill is expected to face challenges both constitutionally and from conservative lawmakers. Now, my question on this whole thing is, if they're going to try and pass a bill that is going to have problems and challenges because it's not constitutional, don't you think that would be a red flag saying it shouldn't be passed in the first place? And that's just, you know, just part of the way I think, I guess. I'll be right back. We will be right back after these important messages. NWCR Radio will return after these important messages. Stay tuned. In the world of business, it's always exciting to announce the formation of a new one and an LLC to boot. Enter now Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based out of Indiana, but working in the Great Southwest in Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87112. With drones being the new up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, Eye in the Sky has gotten in close to the ground floor, and the possibilities are endless, with photograph abilities from a perspective that was hard to get before now. From surveying to photographing problem areas on buildings like the roof, drones can get you the photographs without the danger of actually climbing up there and taking the photographs yourself. affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing, the abilities to get the photographs and the graphics with an all-in-one process that can save you a lot of time and money has never been done before. That's Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, at 505-317-8741. Or you can email us at gardingr@reagan.com. That's GARDINGR at REAGAN.com. We are your one stop for drone photography and graphics, too. Give us a call. We can do it all. Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol, six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is Chief of Police of South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Roof Butte not only holds a mystery, but also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is the first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://www.amazon.com/dp/15002844491. It's also available in digital form on Amazon, too. That's Night Owls, a Matt Joseph mystery by Robert T. Garding. Order it now. This is the flagship of Conservative Nation Network, Media Network, NWCR Radio. From Breitbart comes this one. Amnesty. Amy Klobuchar promises welcome for world's migrants. Senator Amy Klobuchar is promising to tear down President Donald Trump's border reforms that have almost stopped the northward flow of poor migrants into America's workplaces, neighborhoods, and schools, and have also raised wages and opened opportunities for sidelined Americans. But Americans need immigrants, the Minnesota Democrat insists, without admitting migrants also will force down wages and force up housing costs in June 2019, she said. Immigrants, they do not diminish America. They are America. We need to step back and talk about what we need to do is step back and talk about what is the economic imperative here. We have a situation right now where we need workers in our fields and in our factories. Now, here's my question. Unemployment is at an all-time low. She's saying the immigrants do not diminish America. She's right. Immigrants do not diminish America. Illegal immigrants do. And that is where the Democrats completely lose track of all sense of reality here. Because to them, an immigrant is somebody who, no matter how they do it, comes into this country. Illegal immigrants are people who don't come here legally, and they are a detriment to our country. And I've got a phone call. Hello, you're on the show.
Hello? Hello?
Okay. They didn't answer, so I guess they're just here to listen. But she goes on to say, we need workers. Klobuchar told Fox News Bret Baier February of 2019, without mentioning Minnesota wages had jumped by 5%. And in 2018, amid the low unemployment rates, she continued, I think we need to pass comprehensive immigration reform. And I look at this, it is not just a moral issue. I actually look at it as an economic issue. When you look at in my state, we need workers for some of the jobs, especially in the rural areas. We have a 2.8% unemployment rate. Now, 2.8 unemployment rate, that's damn near full employment. So if she wants to bring in all these people, whose jobs are they going to be taken away? They're going to be taken away American jobs. And people like her just do not give a darn about Americans who are working. All they want to go after is people who come in illegally, and she believes that they should be somebody who has more rights than the American people. And that's, I don't know. This, the people that seem to want to hurt America are the ones with the loudest voices here. There are so many out there who just do not seem to understand that Americans should come first, not illegals, not people whose first thing that they do when they step into this country is to break our laws. That's not the way to keep a country safe. That's not the way to help the people who are citizens of this country. But that's what people like her and people like Rashida Tlaib and people like Ilhan Omar and Presley and Ellison, that's what they want. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about the American people. And they will continue to fight against us American people until they win. You know, it's just like this impeachment process that just passed, and they failed at that. They're already trying to start it up again. And this drives me absolutely crazy. We cannot allow this kind of stuff to continue because it's going to destroy this nation. And the longer we allow the Democrats and the Republicans who don't have any backbone to run this country like it's a backwater country that is a third world country, then that is what we are going to become if we continue to allow them to make us think we are. And we're not. Right now, we've got the lowest unemployment we've had in a long time. And then I see comments from people all the time saying, oh, Trump hasn't helped unemployment. It's still just as bad as it was when Obama was in office. No, it's not. You know, things that Obama did to this country, I can't see how people can say that he didn't do anything bad to this country. Carrier Corporation that was in Indiana left, went to Mexico because of Obama. They are back now because of Trump. That should tell you something right there. And ones who don't see this, I'm not sure why they don't see it. They probably don't see it because they just hate Trump no matter what. You know, if he's doing good for the country, so what? I hate him. And because I hate him, it doesn't matter what he does for the country. I just want him out. And that's what we have with what's going on here in America. Now, there are people, yeah, and I've got one in my chat room. If they would just read something other than the lamestream lying media, you know, like CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, those places, they will always tell you that unemployment is not good in this country and everything else, but the government offices that keep track of all this are saying it's the lowest it has been in ages. Now, if you can't find jobs and you can't find work where you're at, then it's because you're not looking and you're not trying. And that's just all there is to it. And the person that I have in my chat room saying there are no new jobs in the USA, he's freaking crazy. There are. I see them all the time. And if you don't want to take one of them, then of course there's not going to be any new jobs in America because you don't want them. That's just the way it is. And he says that Democrats and Republicans are two of the same snake. Yeah, a lot of them are. But with the Republicans, at least there are a few of them who are out there trying to do their best to get this country going again. Democrats, none of them are. They're just working their damnedest to tear this country down, do everything that they can to make sure that it's not going to be good. It's not going to be great for the American people. They want to bring in all these illegals. They want to bring in Muslims. They want to bring in everybody who does not want to be here to make America better. They want to bring in all these people who want to destroy America. And we see it all over the place. This America. Learn how to spell, fella. I swear to God. We get these morons who decide that they're going to talk America down, spell America A-M-E-R-I-K-A. That's not how you spell America. And if they can't spell right, then they need to go back to school or something. And that's just all there is to it. We will be right back after these messages.
For a truthful change of pace, tune into Conservative Nation Media, where America is the good guy and illegals and terrorists are not.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
As we continue to grow, we are excited to announce the formation of a new show here on CNM. So here we go again. Coming soon, our latest, this one will be called Nada with Mango, and it will be airing on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That will give us three shows, and we will then cover three nights a week. With Chris Mango, the host, we have another great show coming. Nada or National Association of Disgruntled Americans with Mango, we see this show doing very well too. So stay tuned for our new show coming soon on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We are proud to announce Nada with Mango on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
Media is proud to announce our newest show, Black by Color Only. For all you fruit bats out there, This is a fruit bat free radio show and well worth the listen. Tune in to Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
I've done pretty much enough of this show right now to know if this microphone's going to work. So I'm going to go ahead and sign out. And I'm glad that there were at least some people in here. We will be back on Friday. And if this turned out as good as I think it may have, then this is going to be the way that I'm going to do the show from now on. So I will talk to you guys again on Friday, next Friday, tomorrow. We'll have Black by Color Only, and on Wednesday we have Nada with Mango. That's our other two shows, and if the one tomorrow isn't on, he will be next week. So he had a personal problem that he had to get fixed last week and said he may be gone this week too. So hopefully he will be back, and we will see you again next Friday, and God bless America, God bless our troops, and as always, we will not be ruled. Have a good day.
I think she died for Beethoven.